Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Brian Lowe. The Patriots allowed only 3 points on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they're now 3-0 on this young season. Two touchdown receptions for Kenbrell Tompkins, an interception by Aqib Talib, who now has 3 on the season, and a pretty thorough win over the Bucs. Inside the locker room, we heard from Tompkins, Talib, Chandler Jones, Tommy Kelly, and others, and here they are in Locker Room Uncut.
It's the best we could be right now. Everyone will continue to pick apart what we do well, what we don't do. But coming into the season, if you said after the first 3 games, what do you want to be? We want to be 3-0, so we got to keep building and keep getting better because the games will get harder and harder.
Yeah, they made plays, and that's all we want from those guys, to make plays. And I think KT had 2 touchdowns, so that's great for him, and it really helps the team.
That's the play that we work on every day in practice, and to go out there and for me to be open and to have Tom Trust to throw me the ball, it felt good.
How would you characterize the rhythm today of the passing game, not only yourself, but everybody else?
I thought we played a good game overall, from the passing game and the running game. You know, Coach been preaching all week about no negative plays, and I thought we did a good job with positive plays.
We had a good idea of the concept they like to run, you know, 2 minutes before they had. Matty P called a perfect coverage for what they like to do, and we made the play.
You said you had an idea of some concepts. Was some of that have anything to do with playing them in the preseason or your
Yeah, preseason, just a lot from the preseason and just tape, man. They played 2 games this year. You know, they run basic concepts, so we watched a lot of tape, man.
We're doing good as a defense overall, you know, not just the line, you know. A lot of sacks, some of the stuff that you don't see, a lot of those sacks are coverage sacks, you know. Our secondary is doing an outstanding job of, you know, jamming the receivers up or just covering guys up where the quarterback has no one to throw to, and sometimes he pulls the ball out and there I am. So a lot of those sacks that I get, I would say, I'll speak from personal level, a lot of those sacks I get, you know, there's a lot of hard work, but a lot of them are coverage sacks, and it's a lot of kudos to that secondary.
Does a half a sack get a half a dance, or does it still get the full dance?
And you know what? The first dance, on that first sack, I didn't even know it was a half a sack. So that's why I got up and did that little dance. But we'll watch it on film. We'll joke about it. But the half a sack, we'll get a full dance.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, it's almost like a slap in the face when somebody go for it on fourth down. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all can't stop us. So, you know, anytime you stuff them on that, it takes a little win out of them.
And the offense turned 2
of
those into
touchdowns. Yeah, that helps out a lot.
Great. You go out there, you work all week, and to see how everything turned out today was it was awesome, especially being the first game back. It's exciting to get out there and, you know, play with my teammates.
Does it feel good to hit and get hit again, being back out there?
Strangely, it does. You know, kind of to get that lick again, but like, dang, I haven't been hit in a while, and then they actually hit somebody and be like, ha, I still got it, you know? So it's a great feeling.
Those guys, they ran great today. That's a tough team to run against, and they make reads hard for the backs, and those guys did a great job of finding the gaps in there and getting downhill. You can't run sideline to sideline on this team. They're too fast. They'll run you down, and they found the gaps, and I think the line did a good job of staying on guys, cutting guys down, so it was a good team effort on the running game.
From watching the film and everything, we knew that it was going to be a split safety team and a zone team. So we've been preaching all week in practice, you know, to get open, to run great routes against great cornerbacks like Darrell Reeves and those guys, and get the timing down with the quarterback.
What do you think of
the last
like
question, guys?
Does for you and the passing game?
Overall, I thought it was a good day for the team. You know what I'm saying? We're going to put this one behind us and get ready for the Falcons.
You just really don't want to get ahead of yourself. You know what I'm saying? You just take a game, take the good with the bad, you know. You didn't play as good as you thought you did. You now play as bad as you thought you did. So, you know, I think we just need to have level heads and we're going to be fine.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.